Natural selection has been described as an environment selectively screening for those who will have progeny. Where humans are concerned, though, this is an extremely limiting viewpoint. Reproduction by sex tends toward experiment and innovation. It raises many questions, including the ancient one about whether environment is a selective agent after the variation occurs, or whether environment plays a pre-selective role in determining the variations which it screens. Dune did not really answer those questions. It merely raised new questions which Leto and the Sisterhood may attempt to answer over the next 500 generations. The Dune Catastrophe, after Hark Al-Adar. The bare brown rocks of the shield wall loomed in the distance, visible to Ghanima as the embodiment of that apparition which threatened her future. She stood at the edge of the roof garden atop the keep, the setting sun at her back. The sun held a deep orange glow from intervening dust clouds, a colour as rich as the rim of a worm's mouth. She sighed, thinking,
"Alia, Alia, is your fate to be my fate?"
The inner lives had grown increasingly clamorous of late. There was something about female conditioning in a Fremen society. Perhaps it was a real sexual difference, but whatever, the female was more susceptible to that inner tide. Her grandmother had warned about it as they'd schemed, drawing on the accumulated wisdom of the Bene Gesserit, but awakening that wisdom's threats within Ghanima.
"Abomination," the Lady Jessica had said. "Our term for the pre-born has a long history of bitter experiences behind it. The way of it seems to be that the inner lives divide. They split into the benign and the malignant. The benign remain tractable, useful. The malignant appear to unite in one powerful psyche, trying to take over the living flesh and its consciousness. The process is known to take considerable time, but its signs are well known." "Why did you abandon Alia?" Ghanima asked. "I fled in terror of what I'd created," Jessica said, her voice low. "I gave up, and my burden now is that perhaps I gave up too soon."
"What do you mean?"
"I cannot explain yet, but maybe. No, I'll not give you false hopes. Gafla, the abominable distraction, has a long history in human mythology. It was called many things, but chiefly it was called possession. That's what it seems to be. You lose your way in the malignancy, and it takes possession of you." "Leto feared the spice," Ghanima said, finding that she could talk about him quietly. The terrible price demanded of them. "And wisely," Jessica had said. She would say no more. But Ghanima had risked an explosion of her inner memories, peering past an odd blurred veil and futilely expanding on the Bene Gesserit fears. To explain what had befallen Alia did not ease it one bit. The Bene Gesserit accumulation of experience had pointed to a possible way out of the trap, though, and when Ghanima ventured the inner sharing, she first called upon the Mohalata, a partnership of the benign which might protect her. She recalled that sharing as she stood in the sunset glow at the edge of the keep's roof garden. Immediately she felt the memory presence of her mother. Chaney stood there, an apparition between Ghanima and the distant cliffs. "Enter here, and you will eat the fruit of the Zakum, the food of hell," Chaney said. "Bar this door, my daughter. It is your only safety."
The inner clamour lifted itself around the vision, and Ghanima fled, sinking her consciousness into the Sisterhood's credo, reacting out of desperation more than trust. Quickly, she recited the credo, moving her lips, letting her voice rise to a whisper.
"Religion is the emulation of the adult by the child. Religion is the insistment of past beliefs. Mythology, which is guesswork, the hidden assumptions of trust in the universe, those pronouncements which men have made in search of personal power, all of it mingled with shreds of enlightenment. And always the ultimate unspoken commandment is, thou shalt not question. But we question. We break that commandment as a matter of course. The work to which we have set ourselves is the liberating of the imagination, the harnessing of imagination to humankind's deepest sense of creativity.
Thank you for listening to this clip, provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.